Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
XY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
Well, our girl Megan seems to be in a tough spot. Her sister is having her wedding this May. It's in Germany.
Classic.
And her sister is making the whole family be there for it. But Megan says her husband does not want to take the kids out of school for an entire week. What's more important, though? Take a listen to this message. Good morning, guys. Moose, Breezy, I have a dilemma. I could use some help with, wanted to get honest opinions from you in the audience, but my sister recently told us she's getting married this May in Germany. She wants us to be there, and obviously, I'm not going to miss it. The problem is that I have an 11 and 8-year-old, both in school, and they would have to miss a week or more, and my husband does not feel comfortable taking them out of school. He thinks it's unfair for her to ask this of us on such short notice. I mean, there is a history of him thinking I put my childhood family ahead of ours. We've had arguments about this in the past. While I do agree, yes, it's short notice, and I wish he would have considered planning this during a time where they didn't have school, but it's ultimately, it's her wedding, it's her decision right. on when and where they have it. I know she will be devastated if my kids don't go. If I go by myself, I'm going to be sad the whole time that my family's not there with me. And I've expressed my feelings about this to him multiple times.
Yeah.
I just feel like years from now, what's going to be worse? Missing school for a week or more, or them missing their aunt's wedding in Germany? To me, it's missing the wedding. I don't know what to do. What would you guys do? Would you take your kids out of school? Any advice on how to deal with this? Thank you. 100% take them out of school. They're 8 and 11.
Yeah,
what are they possibly going to miss?
It's not that deep.
Yes, take them out of school.
It's not that deep. The husband having issue with that
is odd.
Is weird. And it, honestly, it's giving underlying, like, I don't like your family.
That's what I thought, too, when I initially read the message. 585-252-9800. What would you guys do? Would you go to the wedding? Would you pull your kids from school for a week or two? They're 8 and 11, mind you.
This person says, have the school give them the schoolwork for the time they'll be out. Also, it's towards the end of the year when people don't do anything.
Yeah, that's the thing, too. If it's in May, what are they possibly missing? You know what I'm saying?
It's not that deep.
Look at all the messages coming in.
Also, 8 and 11, aren't you like third grade?
I don't know what it is. Becky says, if you can swing it financially and work-wise, pull them out of school. The amount of life experience and learning that happens when a child travels is far greater than any learning they could acquire sitting in a classroom at 8 and 11. Yeah, 100%.
Third and fifth grade.
Watch them.
They're fine.
They miss the wedding, they stay in school, and the teacher rolls in a television and says, we're going to watch a movie now.
Right. Right. Because you know that's what's going to happen.
Oh, thank God they didn't miss school.
The husband's being weird about this. This person says, coming from a parent with kids in high school, take advantage of time away from school when the kids are younger, because once they get older, it's literally impossible to pull them.
They're 8 and 11 and getting a free trip to Europe. I'm 40 and still trying to get there.
I know. Moose and Breezy, I pull my kids every year for a family vacation. They bring schoolwork or make it up when we get back. It's not that big of a deal. Let the kids go on vacation. A week of school means zero. Schoolwork can be done ahead of time. School nurse here, go to Germany. Yeah. Yep. The husband has ulterior motives. I'm just going to throw it out there.
Well, I got a message from Tim. And Tim is texting in and says, why is your husband so against taking them out of school? They're 11 and 8, and that 1 week doesn't mean anything. It's unlikely anything they do that week at school will be more impactful than going to another country for an important family event.
Literally.
Lydia says, take them. Honestly, this is a once-in-a-lifetime adventure. In May is usually just test and end-of-year nonsense. A trip to Germany is life experience that other students may never get the chance to take. And it's wild to me that your husband doesn't see that.
This person says, get on those passports now, though.
Yeah, stamp those passports.
The passport administration is obviously super slow, especially with kids and Social Security and all that nonsense. Here's the situation.
You can expedite those passports. It's going to cost you a pretty dime.
Yeah, so start now. There's so many ways around this that the husband is refusing to see, and this is what I hate about pessimistic people. They'll find a problem to every solution that you hit out there. You could also go to the kids' teachers and be like, hey, we're going to do this trip in Germany. Like, is there any way they could do like a write-up on their trip and what they learned? Because it is such a cool experience. The husband sounds controlling and weird. Take the kids to Germany and leave the husband home. I'm dead.
Hey guys, Moose Breezy, this is Lydia. It sounds to me like your husband just hates your sister and could care less if she's getting married in Germany. That or he's just jealous. But either way, definitely take the kids. Joanna says, good morning, guys. This mom is going to regret it later in life if she does not bring her kids. I promise her husband will get over it. It's elementary school. They miss nothing by being gone a week, but gain everything from international travel.
Right.
We pull our elementary kids out for at least a week every year to travel, sometimes two. And you know you have the right to do that. But
exactly.
The experience that they're going to get on the other side of the world is
massive.
It's incredible.
It is.
In another country like that. And you're going, and not to mention it's a family event. You're going to your aunt's wedding.
Right.
And I'm sure Megan is listening right now. Megan, you're hearing all the texts. There's not one person that's saying, how dare you take your kids out of school for a week? No, nobody's saying here.
The only person saying that is your husband, and he needs a check.
How cool to go to a wedding in another country. This whole thing could be spun so much more positively. There are so few positive life events, but whatever kids learn in a week will never be more significant than the memories created at this wedding in another country.
Yeah, 100%. So, jury's out. Your kids are going to Germany, so pack their bags and grab their passports.
Where's my gavel? There's...
Every time.
You know, I should take my own advice, too, because my parents just asked me the other day, will you come to Italy with us?
I know. Why are you...
In April.
Why are you second-guessing that?
Can you get a week off work?
Yes, you can get a week off
work. I'm like, yeah, I can probably swing it.
Just tell me when so I can book my vacation.
You know, my aunt and uncle, they're there. But I think it's important, too, especially to my dad, because he grew up in Sicily. And then he left the country when I think he was 11, and they moved to Brooklyn.
You're 40 years old, and you've never gone back to your roots. It's time.
That's what I'm saying. I would like the opportunity to see where my family is, but most of all, where my dad grew up. I know it's important to him.
And going with him and your mom would be so special. So
yeah.
I'm on record right now saying you're going to Italy. You're taking time off from the show. Danger backs me. We already talked about it.
Oh, you did, even though I just brought it up right now.
You talked about it before.
Yeah,
this
but
is like
now,
the second or third time you've brought it up, so yeah, go.
I know, because they're on me now to make a decision.
Go.
Make a decision.
The decision's made.
I promised myself that 2025 was going to be all about experiences.
Okay, so where...
I want to be a yes man in 2025, which is why I'm going to the Bills game on Sunday for the playoffs.
Right, so why are we still talking about this? You're going. Thank you.
Every morning is a party with Moose and Breezy. Be a part of PXY Mornings now when you call or text us at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
Again, send Bead's story.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. I would say it's about time the government finally banned the dye called Red 3 from the nation's food supply. This is about, I don't know, 35 years after it was proven for potential cancer risk. Guys, this dye, if you're not familiar with it, it's in everything.
Yeah.
And we've been consuming it for years. I mean, the ban removes it from the list of approved like color additives in food, but dietary supplements, a lot of oral medicines, cough syrups. You see that bright red color that's in pretty much everything that we eat or use on a daily basis? I mean, cosmetics, lipstick, Airheads, candy corn.
Twizzlers.
Yogurt, flavored soda, fruit punches. They found it in toaster pastries. And then, like I said, a lot of cough syrups, gummy vitamins, Pediasure Grow and Gain Kids ready to drink strawberry shakes.
Oh, yeah.
But it was said that in November, there was dozens of members of Congress that sent a letter demanding that the FDA officially ban Red Number 3. And when I saw this come up on the news, I was actually shocked. I was like, you know, I've been eating Airheads for a very long time. It literally, Pez? It's in Pez?
I just
everything.
Feel like, I don't know. I just feel like everything's going to give you cancer.
Yeah, I mean, look at the foods we're eating today. Everything makes us sick. Even but they're like, not going to tell us that because look how much money the food industry brings in.
Honestly, like, you can sit there and be like, I eat all organic. I don't eat red meat. I'm a vegan. But, like, you're still, I don't know. I just feel like everything's going to do that. But what do I know?
Basically,
I'm no scientist.
No, you're not. We're not. Basically, what this red dye number three is, it's crushed up insects. It's bugs. It's a type of insect that lives on cacti.
What?
They've been doing this for years and years, but they have to, like, I don't know how they do it, but they dry the bug out. It looks like a dried cranberry, and they extract the whatever comes out of the bug. They extract
it. What is going on?
It's called carmine, or it's called, there's another scientific name for it, but they've been doing this for a long time. And
I'll puke.
I don't know the whole science behind it, but people seem to be happy that this is finally going to be removed from a lot of the food items we use and eat every single day. I mean, especially your kids.
Right.
Who doesn't love a good toaster strudel?
I know.
Cookies with red icing or decorations on cakes? That's all red dye number three.
Yeah. Just find a different dye. It's not that hard.
Yeah, let's do blue dye number four.
Number four.
Whatever it is. I'm glad they're finally taking this seriously. Coming up on the show, if some of you remember from Tuesday, we talked to a gentleman by the name of Ethan from Rochester who says, I think my girlfriend is constantly faking being sick just for the attention.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to play.
He was triggered.
Yes, he was. We get a message yesterday from a girl named Chelsea that says, I'm Ethan's girlfriend and I want to come on the show to clear my name. I said, oh, this is going to be fantastic. Take a listen to a clip of the call we had from Tuesday with Ethan.
Hi. Yeah, this is.
That's not it. Where's Ethan?
Oh God. Oh.
Oh no. Here, hold on 1 second. I got this. So Ethan basically went on, put his girlfriend on blast. Okay, and then she heard the whole thing, and she's not happy about it. And she says, "I basically feel betrayed." If
yeah.
You will.
She was like, "You guys definitely put me on blast, and nobody stood up for me. Nobody made me feel like I was actually going through the pain that I was going through." I was like, well, queen, I mean,
here's
he was wheeling you out in a wheelchair.
So. Yeah, here's a clip of Ethan.
Okay, well, why don't you just go home? You just go now if you're not feeling well. And she's like, oh, I don't have enough time off, even though I know she does. Anyway, she asked me to leave my job. And I'm in this, like, office.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you
didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Setting. Yeah. And she's like, can you come pick me up and drive me home? Because I feel too sick to drive. I came to her work and I had to pick her up and drive her home. And it's just like, it's stuff like this that's really getting inconvenient. Like the other day I had to go to her work and I had to push her around in a wheelchair until we got to the parking lot because she was...
What? Her,
I don't even know why. Like,
oh what?
This is bizarre.
Were her legs broken?
This is bizarre.
It wasn't her legs. She was like, she was too nauseous to walk, I guess. I'm not really, I'm still unclear why I was pushing her in a wheelchair. Then we get out of the car and she opens the door by herself and walks upstairs. No more wheelchair. She's fine.
She's exactly, like, all right, I'll take it from here. Thank you so much. You're essentially an Uber. Sorry.
Yeah, so Chelsea heard all of that.
Yep, she's not pleased.
And we're going to get her on the phone with us to clear her name. Coming up next on PXY Mornings. Faking being sick just for the attention. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Yeah, if you guys remember on Tuesday on the show, we had a discussion with a young kid by the name of Ethan around this time who was very much under the impression that his girlfriend is... while she's faking being sick for the attention.
Right.
This is not unusual for some people to do. And like Breezy said, munching houses is a very serious condition.
Oh, just Munchausen's.
Yesterday,
not you eating drywall.
Yesterday we get a message from Ethan's girlfriend, allegedly, named Chelsea, who's not happy that her boyfriend decided to go on the air this week, put her on blast, which you can't blame her.
She's pissed.
I can understand.
Yeah.
And she says she wants the opportunity to clear her name and prove that she's not faking her illnesses. Before we get to Chelsea, here's a clip of the call with Ethan from Tuesday on him talking about why he believes his girlfriend fakes being sick. Take a listen.
Okay, well, why don't you just go home, you know, if you're not feeling well. And she's like, oh, I don't have enough time off, even though I know she does. Anyway, she asked me to leave my job, and I had to push her around in a wheelchair until we got to the parking lot because she was...
What? Her,
I don't even know why. Like,
oh God,
what?
This is
Were
bizarre.
Her legs broken?
This is bizarre.
It wasn't her legs. She was like, she was too nauseous to walk, I guess. I'm still unclear why I was pushing her in a wheelchair. Then we get out of the car and she opens the door by herself and walks upstairs. No more wheelchair. She's fine.
She's exactly, like, all right, I'll take it from here. She's... Thank you so much. You're essentially an Uber.
Yeah. So that's that was the call with Ethan. And that's when Chelsea decided she's going to get a hold of us. Let's go over to her right now. Hi, good morning. Is this Chelsea?
Hi, yeah, this is Chelsea.
Okay. Chelsea, thank you for deciding to come on with us. We appreciate that. Go ahead. Tell us your side of things. Your boyfriend, Ethan, called on Tuesday. You said you heard it.
Yeah, you know, my sister made mention of it, so I went back and I listened.
Okay.
Oh, how do you feel about everything?
I mean, I just wanted to come on and clear my name because I know that you guys talked to Ethan, like you said, and I just wanted to say that everything he was saying about me pretending to be sick for attention is not true.
And that's what we kind of wanted to ask you directly. Yeah. Are you faking it, being sick? Are you doing it for attention? Because you seem to have a lot going on for such a young girl. How old are you? You said you're 29?
Yeah, I'm 29.
Okay.
And I mean, listen, I suffer from a number of different illnesses, so it's hard for me to do anything. I mean, for one, I have an iron deficiency, mm-hmm. which I discovered, you know, I get dizzy spells all the time. I'm vegan. It's hard to get enough iron, and people who eat meat just don't understand that.
People who what?
Eat meat.
They don't understand.
Okay.
Hard is it to get there enough iron if you're a vegan?
First of all, that being vegan's not a condition, so we'll just call a spade.
I have an iron deficiency. Also, I might have an immune disorder, like lupus. I mean, that would totally explain my eczema, my psoriasis conditions. Okay. And I don't know if Ethan brought this to your attention, considering he was so quick to poke fun at me about everything else, but I have asthma, which makes it impossible for me to do day-to-day tasks. I mean, and that is why sometimes I have to be pushed around in a wheelchair, but I can get spurts of energy and walk up steps. I mean, I don't understand why people don't get this.
Well, here's the thing that it sounds like Ethan was very frustrated about. You're calling him at his job to come get you and push you around in a wheelchair at your job. I mean, do you see where I'm in? Maybe, I don't know. I don't know all of your conditions. Maybe you are truly sick. I'm not saying you're not. But do you see how that can affect him at his job? Like, why would you need him to do that?
I mean, what else am I supposed to do? Who else is going to push me around? Like, if I'm dizzy from my iron deficiency and I'm having trouble breathing, you think I have the energy and the strength to push myself around?
Well,
I mean, also, I didn't mention that I am almost positive I have endometriosis because I read about it and I informed my doctor that I have really painful menstrual cycles. And like I said, I'm almost positive it runs in my family.
Okay.
And so like I'm down for the count every month.
Okay, Chels, I understand the whole cramps and some can be way more extreme than others. And that's just like womanhood and we hate that, right? And if you do have that condition, that is very unfortunate. I'm hearing a lot of alleged though. I'm hearing a lot of allegedlys and these aren't confirmed. Like you saying I might have endometriosis, I might have lupus. Like those are crazy conditions to just throw around without knowing and claiming them as your own. And if you do have those, God bless you. I feel for you. That is a terrible thing to have all of those things in one body. But I think you need to actually go to the doctor and get off WebMD, put Google down, because we all are a little hypochondriacs. We really are.
Well, that's what I want to ask you. Your doctor has not confirmed all of these medical conditions. Is that correct, Chelsea?
I mean, obviously you don't understand what like chronic pain is like. It's a process. Like I am working with my doctor very often. Like these things are unknown and like you have to do your own research and like become your own, you know, PCP. Like medical professional. Right. Because like the doctors are busy too. And like, they don't, who knows my body more than me? No one, you know? So I just mostly want to come on and I'm frustrated because like I said, I listened back to the show and I'm just bothered that no one even cared to ask what my medical conditions were.
Well, that's HIPAA.
Just listened and agreed with my stupid boyfriend. And like, well, that's
not
right.
How are we supposed to know though, Chelsea? I mean, everything he said, it sounded valid. That's why I'm glad you took the time to come on and express what's going on. But you don't think of yourself whatsoever as a hypochondriac?
No, I mean, I don't think that it's nice to poke fun at someone who, you know, may be suffering from mental health conditions or occasionally need a wheelchair.
What would make you say that, though? What was said on this show that made you feel like someone was poking fun at you?
People were just point blank agreeing with, like, me just being attention-seeking. And I didn't appreciate it when Breezy said that I was belting Adele.
Yeah, that was for a cheap laugh. But listen, I'm not fully understanding, and it's not my body, it's not my medical, you know, my chart, but
it's just it's a lot for a 29-year-old girl, and in fact, you're going through all of these things. Obviously, we feel for you, and we apologize
if your
feelings were hurt, but I'm hearing somebody who you has said you have asthma, psoriasis, eczema, lupus. You also suffer from endometriosis.
Yeah.
What else am I missing?
Iron deficiency.
You have an iron deficiency.
Right.
What is the conversation now with your boyfriend, Ethan? You said he was really upset that he went on the air and shared all this. What did that conversation look like afterwards?
Yeah, I feel hurt and I feel like betrayed that he doesn't trust me and that he, you know, like thinks that I'm just trying to get attention. It's hard. Like, people don't understand what it's like having mystery illnesses and like people not understanding that you just need support.
Yeah.
And yeah. And I mean, I'm most hurt that he just refuses to put money towards my GoFundMe. Like, that's...
What? Wait,
what's the GoFundMe?
I know.
No. Not, I can't believe Ethan can't do that.
What's the GoFundMe for?
You know, it's just for some of my conditions and medical bills. I mean, supplements and vitamins and minerals are expensive.
Chelsea, what? You can't have a GoFundMe for alleged illnesses. What is happening here?
I don't think you understand.
Okay,
how
then
important
I don't. Then I don't.
All right. I got to listen,
you don't
Chelsea.
Don't understand how important it is for a vegan to go to a sun tanning booth once a week. It's really important for us to have our vitamin D. We don't get that from food.
Well,
I also don't get that from living in Rochester.
There's plenty of supplements for that. Chelsea, I got to let you go. We got a lot of texts coming in here, but listen, we wish you the very best and we hope you get healthy.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in.
Bye, Moose.
Bye.
Okay.
Okay,
listen. Okay. Literally refuse to say bye to me. Okay, it's fine. Literally, we share.
You know what I've noticed, and I've met people like this.
So disrespectful.
Here's what I've come to the conclusion: there are people that will talk about their illnesses, and they will talk about how sick they are, and they refuse to get help because they truly don't want the help. You know why? Because if you take it away from them, they will absolutely be left with nothing to talk about.
Their illness.
They
want to
be sick.
That's
what it is.
Is their personality. And I think that's so sad because I feel like you as a person, if you love yourself, you would want yourself to be in the best shape medically. But some people will constantly look for things just to tell people, I'm suffering with this, I'm suffering with that.
Yeah.
Like that girl I told you about who's had like 8 surgeries this year. I'm like, someone should stop letting you go under.
I just feel we're going to get to some quick text, but I do feel for her boyfriend, Ethan. This is a lot to handle. And you have to have a lot of patience to care for somebody who thinks they're going through all of these things.
Yeah. This person says, if you have an iron deficiency, get iron infusions, period, point blank. If I have an iron deficiency because she's a vegan and she isn't getting nutrients through other means. This person says she's a personal victim. Jenna's here from Chilai. Major eye roll. Is she serious? this person says, please put me on with this woman.
You got a
live
call.
On air.
You got a call.
GoFundMe. WTF. This can't be real. There ain't no way.
I got we got to find this GoFundMe page because I'm donating.
No.
I'm... On behalf of the PXY Mornings Moose and Breezy Fund, we are donating to her GoFundMe. I'm so sorry, Ethan.
While you're on there, go donate to my vacation fund as well. Thank you so much.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.